Yo, Haiti, baby, let me ask you something.
Shoot.
Let's say you meet a guy, fall in love, get married, have a kid. You have a daughter, and he is like, "Hey, I would like to name our daughter this." You like the name. You're like, "Okay, cool." Years down the line, you find out that the reason why your daughter has her name is because of a side fling he was having with another woman with the same name. How would you feel?
I gotta give the kid up for adoption.
Damn.
Kid's gotta go.
Damn, little Haiti is catching the stray?
She's gotta go.
Damn.
Every time I call out her name, I'm gonna think about that side bitch. She's gotta go. Sorry. You could blame your pops for that.
Damn. So
you could blame your father for that now.
So Haiti Baby Jr. is catching the stray.
Yep.
Now the reason why I asked that, because this is actually based on actual events. My auntie Pop Smoke, her real name is Carol. Now, Carol, like in a Puerto Rican household, like it's not an uncommon name, but it's not the first name that comes to mind. When my other aunt's name is Maritza, like you go from Maritza to Carol.
Carol.
God, yeah. So the reason why my aunt got her name is because she was named after a ex-girlfriend my grandfather had that committed suicide when she found out that he married my grandma.
Wait, what?
Yeah, bro.
Take your time. I'm trying to soak it in.
Take your time.
So she was named after a woman that committed suicide because your grandfather got with your grandmother?
Correct.
Oh, no. That's crazy.
Yeah, I thought I'd share that with you guys.
I do also know someone that is named after her father's side chick. Not her first name, but her family nickname.
That is even more wild.
To protect the people, I will not mention the name. I will not, you know, disclose that information.
Innocent parties involved.
Yeah. We can't do that. But yeah.
Why are we those people? Like, why do Latin folk do shit like that?
You said it. Latin folk.
Why we do shit like that?
I don't know. That's toxic. That's toxicity that's passed down to us.
So the moral of the story is, if you marry to Haiti Baby and have a baby with Haiti Baby and you name your baby after your side bitch, your baby getting put up for adoption.
Bye.
Check 1, 2. Testing.
Welcome to another episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. A controversial podcast where choosing violence is always the answer.
Please welcome.
Here are your hosts, Haiti Baby, Lexi the Savage, and Durag Daddy.
That's probably why God hasn't blessed me with any children.
Yo.
It's like, bitch, you ain't shit.
I'm still processing how you were like, you're the weakest link. Goodbye. Damn, like, what if like Haiti Baby Jr. is like 7 years old?
That's not my problem. Blame your father.
So you're going to sign the baby out of first grade?
Your father. Blame your father.
What? Well, you could always rename the kid, though.
Nah. Welcome to another episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. This is your favorite mommy, Haiti Baby.
This is your heavenly heathen, Lexi the motherfucking savage. But I don't know if I'm the savage this episode because you coming in hot, bro.
Or shipping the child, you know, the grandma. With grandma. Go ahead, bye.
Who's your mom's or his mom's?
His mama.
Damn.
Because his mama's responsible for bringing that piece of shit into the world. Go over there with abuela. You ain't living under my roof named after this bitch. No, you gotta go.
Damn.
You gotta go.
Now, speaking of scandalous ass piece of shit assholes.
Wait, before we get into that, how you doing? How's your week going?
My week is good.
You're looking good. Have the Yankees been winning?
They've been winning. Okay.
I see a little glow to you. A little skin glow. Cleared up. I see you looking good, smiling more. That's good. That's progress.
They've been winning. I'm still waiting for Aaron Judge to make history. He's got 60 home runs right now. Need him to hit two more to hold the all-time record for most home runs in the American League.
Nice.
Also, depending on who you ask, he would be the all true single season home run king. You have some baseball purists out there who don't acknowledge Barry Bonds for the steroids reason, but hey, needless to say, it'd still be pretty dope for Aaron Judge to do this. The game starts later on, and yeah, we're gonna go through this ride together.
So they play tonight?
Yes, they do.
Fingers crossed for Aaron Judge.
Fingers crossed for number 99. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing good.
I've been struggling a little bit.
Right. That's probably coming from a place right now.
That's coming mentally. Speak your truth, queen. What's going on?
Speak my truth. Nothing in particular. I think the retrograde is retrograding on me. I felt it this week.
The renaissance is treating you bad?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm overall good, but I've had a mentally rough week a bit.
I get what you mean, because there have been a couple of days where I just felt like lagged.
Mm-hmm. I felt like the days were long.
Yeah.
I felt very, like,
you can't quite no put energy. Your finger on it.
You can't put
it.
Your finger on what's going on, mm-hmm. exactly. Everything feels kind of off.
You know, it's funny. I think it was, like, Wednesday or Thursday. Like, I woke up and, like, I hadn't even put my feet on the floor from my bed. And I'm like, yo, I feel weird.
Yeah.
So, when is this retrograde over?
It's over sometime in October. Oh, I think fuck. The second week of October, if I'm not mistaken.
So we gotta go through Libra season with this shit.
Yeah, halfway through Libra
season. It's officially Libra season.
It is. It is. Okay, shout out to the line Libras.
The indecisive motherfuckers of the zodiac.
The supposedly the outgoing and friendly, but I don't know.
The motherfuckers who like to blame everyone but themselves.
The people pleasers. That's what they call them. The people pleaser Libras.
We love y'all.
Yeah. We love you, Jeremy Renner. Shout out to Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner, her birthday's coming up. She's turning the big 4-0.
Yeah.
And
I know she was telling me.
I asked her yesterday. I was like, yo, what you want for your birthday? And she said, and I quote, to smack the shit out of somebody so hard, I dislocate my shoulder.
Damn. Well, we might give her a few guys she can smack up. Because this week, the men have been on fire. These men in Hollywood.
Coming in
who
hot.
Who we starting with? The Pisces or the, what is he, a Virgo, Leo? What is Eman?
We're going to start with the unseasoned Chipotle bag.
Let's do it.
The unseasoned Chipotle bag, a.k.a. former Super Bowl headliner, lead singer of Maroon 5, Adam Levine.
Yeah.
A Instagram model by the name of Sumner decided to go on Al Gore's internet and go on her TikTok.
I'm booing her.
And basically spilled the beans about how when she was 19 years old and she was quote unquote being taken advantage of because she was young and didn't know better. Like,
shut
bitch,
the fuck up.
You knew what the fuck he was doing.
Shut up.
So for 9 months when she was 19, her and Mr. Levine were having a love affair where they were sending each other scandalous and flirtatious DMs, and they had hooked up a couple of times. He was well married, by the way.
He's been married to his wife for a while. She's a Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah, what is her name?
Miss Levine.
Bahati Prinsloo. Oh my God, how did I forget her name? Bahati Prinsloo. And at one point, he DM'd this model chick, and he's like, yo, would you be upset if I named my unborn child after you if I have a boy? Because I really like your name. My mans, what?
But this is before, is this how the conversation started with them two?
No, this is towards
the end. Or was
already
in the midst of their affair?
This was toward the end of their affair. Because,
damn, that pussy was fire.
Like, and then, you know, like, God bless the internet, because there were screenshots of the conversation that he was sending to his girl, and someone decided to, like, turn it into a meme.
Because he sounds like a high school
kid. My favorite. High school
boy that's never seen like ass and titties before.
I'm gonna read out my favorite one because this shit had me crying. So he sent a DM that says, holy fuck, holy fucking fuck, that body of yours is absurd. So what people have been doing is taking like photos of themselves and putting it like in the conversation. And my favorite one is of Big Ed from 90 Day Fiancé.
When he's on the bed, like, when he's on the bed
laying on the side after he had sex with Rose when he went to the Philippines. With his greasy hair and, you know, his no neck self.
Okay. This situation, fine, he cheated. I get it. He's trash, whatever. Why did the woman feel the need to come forward? Like, who asked for this information?
Nobody, because before this, I forgot about Adam Levine.
Right.
Like, he does The Voice. I know he does, like, you know, a little every once in a while, but that was me trying to say. Like,
I'm like, what exactly was that? Was that you trying to impersonate Adam Levine?
But here's the thing, like, people want to be surprised, but this is a guy who wrote a song called She Will Be Loved about fucking his girlfriend's mom. People.
They did a meme with him side by side to Tristan and were like Pisces men ain't shit.
Is Adam Levine a Pisces?
Adam Levine is a Pisces.
When's his birthday?
He's definitely a Pisces. I'm not sure, but when I looked it up when I saw that meme, and I'm like, oh my God.
Why are we so messy?
What are my Pisces men
doing? He's March 18th, so he is a Pisces Pisces.
Yeah.
Look at the picture they got from him. He's like, yeah, I definitely fucked
bitches. I did that shit.
I've definitely cheated on my wife.
He's definitely fucked mother and daughters before.
Oh, yeah. Within a 24-hour period.
He's definitely had threesomes with sisters before. We don't condone incest on this podcast. We don't. But just saying.
Again.
We're into some weird shit sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, he did a song called Payphone when he's standing outside.
He did a song Moves Like Jagger, bitch. Like,
we are going to blame the entire discography of Maroon 5 for this man's behavior.
For that man's scumbag behavior.
Like, just imagine being, like, in your third trimester of pregnancy and finding out that your scrawny-ass husband was stepping out on you. Well, let's be real. Like,
she's pregnant right now?
Yeah, she's pregnant with their third kid.
Sheesh. Isn't that how Khloé found out Tristan was cheating while she was pregnant too?
Well, yeah, like, come on. Like, third trimester Thompson, waste no time.
We need a nickname for Adam.
Oh my God. We'll figure Chipotle it out. Bag isn't good enough?
Chipotle, period. I hate Chipotle. I never understood the hype around Chipotle. I've never fell into that Chipotle trap. It's the bomb. I don't like anything about Chipotle.
So you don't get the extra guac?
I do not like. I feel like it's so.
So damn. If
microwavable Mexican food.
So if I say Chipotle on me, fam, you're like, nah, I'm good.
Nah, I'm good. I'll accompany you. I'll sit across from you. We'll have a really good intimate conversation about
while I life. Scarf down my steak bowl.
Yeah. What is the number one? The burrito bowl. What is it? I hear so much.
The burrito bowl. That's usually what I get.
Yeah, see?
I'll do like
I gotta judge you, fam. I'm sorry. I love you, but I gotta judge you.
You judge me anyway, bro.
I don't.
You make fun of my hands.
Anyway, so yeah, so that girl. She's a rat bastard.
Like,
she's a rat bastard. I think I'm sorry. I got an what is it?
We do not accept. Unpopular opinion. No, it's not they chewed her out.
Unpopular opinion. Bitch, you could have kept that shit to yourself. No one asked for that.
And like,
I don't want to hear that you victimizing and, oh, I didn't know I was naive. No.
You were 19.
You were 19.
You knew damn well he was married.
At 19, I knew who was putting their dick in me. Like, cut it out, fam.
At the very least, you knew their relationship status.
Exactly.
You're fucking around with a high profile guy. You know what color fucking underwear he's wearing.
That's kind of equivalent to like when I saw an interview with Karrueche and she tried to say when she first met Chris Brown, she didn't know he was a singer. Come on.
Karaoke, don't do that.
Kmart, you knew who he was. You knew he was famous.
Come on.
Cut it out.
I didn't know who Karrueche was when I found out Chris Brown was dating her. I thought that was like a new dance or something. Guys, like I'm really out of the loop. Oh, I found a girl. Do you want me to play the clip of
what she was saying?
Yeah.
Play it, please.
Off, because I've retaken this like 10 times now. essentially, I was having an affair with a man who's married to a Victoria's Secret model. At the time, you know, I was young, I was naive, and I mean, quite frankly, I feel exploited. I wasn't in the scene like I am now, so I was definitely very easily manipulated. Maroon 5 is practically elevator music at this point, so I'm sure you know who Adam Levine is. But Adam and I were seeing each other for about a year. After I stopped talking to him over, you know, a period of months, this is how he came back into my life. He said, okay, serious question. I'm having another baby, and if it's a boy, I really want to name it Sumner. You okay with that? Dead serious.
He was dead serious with that question, though. At least he asked. Oh, jokes aside. At least he asked.
Oh, how courteous.
It's extra toxic, but he asked. I mean,
you know what's real fucked up? That's like real Pisces behavior.
It is. You know what? It is, bitch.
We are those people.
It is. I felt that when you said that, because it is.
It is. Like, I'm a March Pisces, so I know. Like, and you know what's funny? Because when I first saw the video, even before I knew he was a Pisces, I'm like, this motherfucker gotta be a water sign or something, because who does that?
Second after us, so that's definitely Scorpio behavior.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Matter of fact, Scorpio won't ask.
They'll do it.
They'll just do it.
You'll see, like,
they're not getting your permission to do something. You kidding me?
They'll see that People magazine article like, oh, you named your baby after me.
You know what I would feel away with?
What?
Okay. In my previous relationships, you know, we would have like little talks like what we would name our children if we have them. So like I had a set name like with my ex of what I would name my child.
Got you.
So our name was Zoe. We have a daughter. We're going to name her Zoe. I'd be damned he has a kid with somebody else and name that kid Zoe. I'm coming for him. That was my name.
Motherfucker.
That was supposed to be that toxic shit. That's supposed to be my child. That's supposed to be my baby. My baby Zoe. How dare you name your baby Zoe?
I know someone where that happened. This girl was with this guy and, you know, we all thought they were going to like get married and have like 37 kids and shit. But obviously life happened and she moved on. He moved on. He got with a girl and they had a kid and they wind up naming the boy the name that she had wanted. You know, my homegirl found out and DM'd him and said, you have 30 days to change your name.
She sent him a cease and desist letter.
Yeah, she really did. And
you got 30 days to change that child's name.
Because you know how they put the...
Or else.
Like on Instagram, how they put, oh, baby, whatever is here. Mm-hmm. She saw the post somehow. Like someone had showed it to her. And like obviously she was blocked. So she, you know, found a way to message him on Facebook or something. And was like, yeah, you got 30 days, bro.
I would be petty and take a fake maternity shoe. And have the same name.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Playing chess, not checkers, right? Mm-hmm.
Same name.
So.
Bitch, not both of our kids has the same name.
So I guess it's in the water this week because Boston Celtics coach, Mr. Ime Udoka, decided to step out on his betrothed, Miss Nia Long, mm-mm-mm, with a fellow Celtics employee who was also married to another Celtics employee.
You know, when the news broke, I was having a conversation with someone and I said, I have a feeling, I called it, I have a feeling that whoever he was having this affair with, because they were saying from the very beginning that the other person allegedly was married. Mm-hmm. The person that they were alleging he was having the affair with was married. And I'm like, yo, I think that whoever he was having the affair with, I think her husband snitched.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't for sure yet. But now, today, it broke that apparently the husband caught her while having a conversation through a ring cam.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. He heard her having a conversation with Ime.
The smoking gun.
And that's how, yep.
And Nia Long just moved to Boston, too.
She
like,
did.
Damn, you never mind the fact you got to move to a lame-ass city. You find out your man is cheating on you? Shit. Fucking A.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. You think she moving back to L.A.? They have a kid together, right?
They have a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
A 10-year-old son.
Because I know she has an older son from a previous relationship.
No, I think he's the... Is he the father? I think so.
No, no. They have one child together.
Yeah, because she's been with him since like 2010 or something like that.
But I think she already had a child when she got with
previously?
Him. Yeah.
Okay. See, that's tough, right? Because you relocated for love, let's just say. For your relationship.
I'll be damned if I move to a whack-ass city and I find out my man cheating on me. Like, bro, y'all got no valid sports teams and I moved here for you anyway. And you gonna play me? Nah, I gotta end you.
I'm gonna pose the question to you that I post on Bad Decisions to our guest, Leo. Shout out to Leo. With a man like him, right, having access, having so many options. He's a very good-looking man.
He is.
Having so many options. Do you think that, like, granting some type of, like, immunity to shit like that would be
what's good
accepting?
For
accepting?
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Would be openly accepted to. Right. I totally get that. And yeah. I agree.
So, if you want me to be cool with it, you got to be cool with it.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, if you're not going to be cool with it, because for the most part, men aren't going to be cool with their ladies stepping out, then why are you doing it?
Ego won't allow them to.
Yeah, so go with it. Go sleep with your ego.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... Nia Long isn't some wag. She isn't a basketball... Like, she's an actress. Like, she has her own shit.
Mm-hmm.
Why should she have to put up with it?
She shouldn't have to, but you have to look at it at both sides. We don't know Nia Long.
Yeah, I agree. No. Yeah. I definitely agree. Yeah. You know, I don't put anything past anyone. But at the same time, it's like, my mans, how did you think you were going to get away with this? Papo, like,
He's not thinking. That's the problem.
You're thinking with another.
He's not thinking.
Thinking with another organ.
And
right?
And the worst thing he could have done is shit where he eats.
Yep.
Why do it with another woman that's in the same organization?
She's married to your coworker, bro. Yeah. And she also works in the organization.
That was sloppy of him. That was very sloppy.
He fumbled.
I'm knocking him for that.
He fumbled that bag big time.
Yeah. I'm knocking him for being extremely sloppy.
Because I'm pretty sure they might let him go after this.
Yeah, he's suspended now for the 20.
I'm surprised they didn't let him go right off the bat. But let's see.
I think they've known for some time and it was kept on the wraps. Yeah, something like that.
To my understanding, they found out 1 month from September.
Yeah.
They found out like soon after the finals. So months.
Damn. He's looking good doing finals too.
Jesus Christ.
You know me, I only know the good looking ones.
She really does though.
Yeah. That's the only thing I didn't like about, you know, the opinion of so many other people, that they were like, how do you cheat on Nia Long? I get it. She's a beautiful woman. Yes. Beyonce got cheated on, man. Halle Berry gets cheated on. They're not the exception to anything. Not. They're really not.
But it's like, I can kind of see why they did get cheated on. I'm going to be that person.
Don't come for us, Hive.
I'm going to do it anyway. Beyonce looks boring.
I always say that too, but, you know, whatever. Listen, it is what it is.
It just goes to show you can suck, fuck, cook, clean, and do everything for a man and then some. If he won't cheat, he gonna cheat, girl. If he gonna do it, he gonna do it.
I'm gonna give toxic advice to the ladies out there.
Fuck his brother?
Learn how to suck dick before you learn how to cook. I think learning how to really work the dick and suck it is way more important than learning how to do fucking chicken Alfredo.
Not the chicken Alfredo.
It's way more important.
But also bear in mind, disclaimer, your man can and will probably cheat on you no matter how good is the throat go through 1,000.
I agree.
Yeah.
But you know, you have less chances. You know, you got less chances. You got more chances of your man looking for emotional support than physical love.
Men cheat because of two things, ego and they want to.
Yeah. Learn how to do the go-go 3,000 ladies. Yeah. If you need a little tutorial one-on-one,
And if he winds up cheating on you, then fuck his brother.
That's it.
Or his dad. Like,
that's plan B.
Fuck the nearest male family member over the age of 18.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's plan B. Plan C, mom.
If you're about that life.
His mom, yeah. If you're about that. If you're willing to go down that route.
I saw, I think it was on Instagram or Twitter, the girl who found out her mom's is pregnant with her boyfriend's baby.
She found out that her mom's is pregnant with her boyfriend.
It's messy. Why are we so messy?
Was that the video, that the viral video?
Yeah.
Where that's a different video where the daughter walked in on her mom and her boyfriend on the bed.
Oh, that's a separate incident.
And the mom was trying to say, like, you should have learned how to fuck the bed. I'm going to choke the shit out of my mom.
Well, you wouldn't let me fuck at 16, ma.
Yeah.
Yo, people are wild.
That's like the same relationship that like Tokyo and Black China
they have. Really like, do have. Like, that's right up. That's definitely some Tokyo and... What's her name? Tokyo Tony?
She's like super, super like toxic though.
And it's like
you I see videos of her on Twitter and I'm like, bro, I can see why Black China's all fucked up.
I was just gonna say, like, people want to get on Black China, but it's like, you see the moms, you're like, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
She's all fucked up because her mom's is all fucked up. She be yelling at her friends and like cursing her friends out. Like, I have a friend like that, I'll smack the shit out of you.
Listen, I'm punching somebody in the throat. Mm-hmm. Who? I don't know.
So what do you think is going to transpire from like this whole cheating scandal with Ime?
With Ime?
With Adam, I think his wife's going to stay with him. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
She's pregnant and she probably going to get her lick back.
Yeah.
Get your lick back with Leonardo.
Fuck his bandmates.
Yes, bitch.
Fuck his bandmates.
Fuck them to his own music.
Sunday morning.
Then they can be mad petty like, yo, she will be loved.
Get clapped over the drums, man.
Yes.
Fuck on his keyboard.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think, unfortunately, Ime is probably going to wind up losing his job, but he ain't going to be out of it for long. There's a lot of organizations that can definitely benefit from his expertise as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
So, at this point, you know, if you want to come work for the Knicks, we kind of low-key messy. Come through.
Them New York bitches going to be right there outside of the Trump Hotel waiting for his ass.
Dead ass. Outside the plaza. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, Ime.
And they going to be real aggressive about it.
Mm-hmm. Like, yo.
Yo, listen, my mans.
Just know if you step out on me, I'm going to fuck your ass up.
Suck my dick. I'll tell Nia Long. Suck my dick.
Where's Nia Long from? Ain't she from the West Coast?
Yeah, I think she's
from. She got a little gangsta in her?
She's a Scorpio. She going to get her lick back, too.
Yeah, she will. But, you know. You know what's funny? I'm here.
She should definitely do it with one of the basketball players.
I'm laughing because I'm thinking about when Maroon 5 was performing at the Super Bowl and when he took off his shirt, how everybody was like, please put it back on.
Who's it? Adam Levine?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, like they were giving him crap because he was shirtless. And that's when it started.
What made him want to do that?
He's Adam Levine.
He's never been.
Yeah, Pisces. Do we need reason to do stuff?
Yeah, I forgot. It makes sense.
Yeah. Like, he felt like having his little Chipotle bag chest out.
Yeah. Listen, can we discuss a story that I was telling you about before we started the recording?
Real quick, big ups to Rihanna for.
Ooh, so Rihanna's going to be performing in the halftime show.
The Super Bowl halftime show.
One more. For the Pisces queen.
Now, as much as I love Riri, you...
Love her.
We are obsessed with Riri. I kind of wanted it to be Bad Bunny.
So did I. Tears formed in my eyes when, you know,
yeah,
the possibility came up of Bad Bunny.
He was part of the shortlist of people they were considering, along with unseasoned Taylor Swift and...
You gotta stop with calling them unseasoned.
Am I wrong?
I can't, yo. You know I can't stand Taylor Swift.
Me neither. Ever since she tried to come for Deezus and Mero, I'm like, you need to relax, ma.
Way before then.
Ma, like, you, at one point, you need to understand you might be the problem, not the men. How many albums do we need to go through before you realize you the fucking problem? Anyway, I had, you know, I seen earlier this week, they were like, oh, Taylor Swift. I was like, please God, no, we're still recovering from Maroon 5. Who else was on that list? Harry Styles, Bad Bunny, Riri. I believe Beyonce was on that list as well.
I'm not too sure. No, I don't think Beyonce was on it. Beyonce was on there with Bruno not so long ago.
Yeah, but there was a short list of people they were considering. And honestly, I was like, who's had a bigger year than Bad Bunny? It would make more sense. But then I'm like, wait, the Super Bowl is just, I mean, the NFL is just now accepting people of color. I don't think they're ready to accept people who speak other languages.
Yeah.
Primarily as their halftime performer. So, you know, I'm cool with it.
I'm happy that it's Rihanna. I would have been ecstatic if it was Bad Bunny.
Let's see.
If it's Rihanna and Bad Bunny, oh, girl, I'm putting in the day, PTO.
Haiti baby's going to need an oxygen tank.
I'm going to need an oxygen tank.
I just hope the performance ends with her saying, R10 drops March 1st, 2023.
It better be during Pisces season.
It has to be during Pisces. It has to be during Pisces season.
Yeah.
We waited, what, how many fucking years?
Bro, it's been years.
Anti came out 2015?
No, before that.
2013?
Something like that. I'll tell you right now.
I love that album too, but
oh my God, I still play it to this day.
Oh yeah.
Anti drops.
Kiss it better, baby.
January 28th, 2016.
Damn, and we still haven't.
She's got to drop something.
Come on, Riri.
They've been having even footage of her entering a studio in LA.
Look at that. Even if it's like a 4-minute clip of you yelling at ASAP to put down the toilet seat. Like, please.
Get on me, wee!
Hello, my moon pie gal.
Oh, man. So, anyway. So, let me just read to you a DM that we received. The ladies' page. I don't know what's going on. This is very random, but we received a DM apparently that reads, you want to do the dramatic
of
reading
course. You're good at this.
Wait, hold on, let me give you your
Lexi's dramatic reading of Ladies Pitch DM.
So this is from,
don't even read who is from,
because I'm not gonna say a name. I just want to.
Don't even give the handle that's in the message.
No. I'm just stuck on the photo. It's a little cartoon raccoon with a mask on. And it says, Haute Couture, living with her parents, trying to fuck around someone with a nigga with no bed in New York at 40. I only said the N-word because it's in the message. But
so apparently there is someone trying to fuck around with a man with no bed in New York City. Do they think we know this man?
My thing is,
and he's 40 apparently.
I need people to understand that a dude living in New York with no bed is sadly a common occurrence.
It is.
Sorry fellas, I myself am guilty of having relations with a man.
You might not want to.
I was going to say he didn't have a headboard. His bed was just sitting on a box spring.
What was he banging your head against then? If you're not banging my head against the headboard,
nothing.
You're not for me.
But at least he had the decency of putting it in against the wall. But even then.
Lexi, what happened, fam?
Guys, it was in the middle of a pandemic.
You gave him pandemic pussy and no headboard? Oh, my God.
I mean, I knew the guy. Like, we've known each other since we were, like, in middle school. But still, I was like, you have a good-ass job. Why don't you have a headboard?
Yeah, that makes no sense to me.
And I guess the priorities are different for men than for women. Like, we value things like bed sheets and headboards. They value, like, sneakers and jerseys. So, I guess.
And fitted.
Because, perfectly funny enough, over our heads, over the bed was A framed Kobe Bryant jersey from his high school. A framed Upper Merriam basketball jersey that he dropped a significant amount of money on. So in my head, I'm like, that's why we don't have a bedboard.
Because his priorities are not in line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he did have the jersey.
Was the dick worth it?
It was all right. It was. And the only reason why I say it was all right was because his mouth was wired shut, so we couldn't really do a lot of things.
Yo, this story just keeps getting better. So let me get this straight. Your man's had no headboard, yes. A Kobe Bryant jersey framed over framed the bed.
Kobe Bryant jersey.
And your man's mouth was shy, he had, shut he, like Kanye West.
Yeah, because he had a dental procedure. Well, he had fucked up teeth, like, as long as I can remember.
And he finally, he took
the initiative to get them fixed.
Okay.
So he had the braces.
He was listening. He was like, yo, she likes jobbing teeth. So let me get, I got a good job. Let me get the teeth down packed.
I got the insurance now. So he got the braces, and when he first got the braces put in, he had to get his mouth wired shut. That's how fucked up his teeth were. So his mouth was wired shut.
I need you to walk me through this. Like, I need to know, like, the sound effects of this sex session. Like, was he like,
well,
like, clenched jaw and shit.
Surprisingly, like, he was able to speak because you see him speaking now. My mouth is.
Yeah. That's so, what I was going for.
Like, he was able to speak and stuff, and I was able to understand him. So. We made it work.
How many times was this?
This is once.
Okay. All right.
Then he started acting weird and, you know, I was like, vaya con Dios.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you should have been the one acting weird after all of that.
That's what I'm saying. But hey, who the hell am I?
Yeah, well, that was a great story.
You wasn't expecting that, huh?
No, I wasn't. I don't think I've ever had anything like that. I think the most that I've done was like, I'm lying. I was at 18. I fucked this guy. He had no bed either. We fucked in the living room floor.
You see?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had floor sex before too.
It was actually good. It was actually really good.
I feel like you have more range of motion.
Yeah. Riding is much better too on the floor.
Yeah, because it's a flatter surface and you're able to balance yourself better. My problem is because I'm a clumsy bitch.
He actually shared his bedroom, so there we go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had recently moved there and had no, he didn't have his own bed and didn't have privacy.
Okay.
So, you know, middle of the night, we fucked in the living room floor.
That's romantic.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it? I don't know what's going on outside here.
The Bronx is Bronxing, guys. Yeah, Shakespeare Avenue is wilding for respect.
Yeah. But shout out to the person that DM'd us that. I don't know what was the point of that.
I like how it just had to age at the end, like at 40.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
It's universal.
I don't know if they know that we read DMs on the show, because the person clearly looks like some type of burner account, because name is B.
That's what I was going to read.
You know who that Abby is, right? That's Swiper No Swiping from Dora.
Oh!
I'm going to tell you right now what that shit means, now that I really think about it. She done stole her man.
Ooh.
She swiped her man.
Who?
So she blowing her up like she trying to fuck a nigga in New York City, 40 years old with no bed.
But mommy, if he was let himself be stolen, he ain't your man.
He wanted to go.
So fuck his brother.
We just encouraging all types of shit. It's the encouraging to cheat with family members for me.
Listen, a wise person was told me, suck the dick and move on.
Shout out to Auntie Pop Smoke.
Auntie Pop Smoke. He's like, we ain't crying over no man's. Fuck his brother and move on.
All right, we gonna get into the main story?
I am the main story.
You got main character syndrome?
Always and forever.
Listen, man. I just want to send my love to mi gente de Puerto Rico. Going through a lot right now, enduring a lot. My family out there.
Family, our friends.
Yeah.
Red's family. Red herself. She just started hearing back from some of her family. But, you know, Red had some property out there, and we don't know what the current circumstances are with how the storm. Well, even before Fiona decided to ravage the island, There have been issues with infrastructure on the island. A couple of years ago, Puerto Rico decided to privatize the island's power grid and sell its power grid to a Canadian-American company named LUMA, who had vowed after Hurricane Maria to make the infrastructure situation better, provide the island with better access to power and electricity. But since that time, it's actually worsened. Like, people on the outer parts of the city would go weeks without power.
Yeah.
You would see images of elderly people sitting in cafes and bakeries just so they can be able to connect their breathing machines, take their necessary medications. You have hospitals pleading for power back or extra fuel for the generators that they need to care for their patients. Like, basic things that here on the mainland is expected, the island has to beg for. So Maria was a devastating blow. Fiona decided to be that final blow. And right now we still have more than 85% of the island in darkness, underwater, struggling to just get basic access to food, water, call their loved ones, check on their elderly and their sick. And this is something that for everyone else, well, for middle America who don't really know why this is a big deal, this is a United States Commonwealth. This isn't some, in their mind, quote unquote, third world nation that is out of sight, out of mind. Why does America need to care? Because at the end of the fucking day, thanks to the Jones Act of 1918, Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens. And they should be treated as such if they're under that sovereign, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
This isn't, you know, America putting its 2 cents where it doesn't need to be. We are the 2 cents. We're good enough to fight in your wars. We're good enough to be put on the line of fire and die for you guys. At the very least, take care of us.
Take care of our people.
Take care of our people. If you don't want to do that, then let us go.
Today makes a week that Fiona hit the island.
Yeah.
100% of the island was without power the following day.
Yeah.
The entire island.
And underwater. It was to the point where
very limited water.
Yeah. It was to the point where people were like in boats trying to get to some kind of refuge just so they can be able to access some kind of water, some food, stuff. Like, just take care of themselves. So just before Fiona happened, Bad Bunny dropped a music video for his latest single, El Apagón.
2 days before.
Yeah, 2 days before. Mm-hmm. That Friday, he dropped the video for El Apagón. But what he did was he decided to use his platform and had the video turn into a mini documentary highlighting the gentrification, the poor mismanagement of the island's infrastructure and power grid by LUMA, and how government officials are basically divvying up the island to the highest bidder.
Mm-hmm. The colonizers.
For those of you who don't know, Puerto Rico, all the beaches are public.
Yeah.
The beaches are for the people. However, in Dorado, a lot of wealthy white Americans, because of the tax breaks and everything, we're moving to the island, building luxury homes, mm-hmm. creating these luxury communities, and somehow using this loophole to make the beaches private for their access only. Because mm-hmm. what they would do is they'll build their homes and put their property like right on these beaches, and they would tell the locals, oh, yeah, you can come to the beach. It is a public beach, but you got to go through there. And in this video, the second part of the videos is called Aquí Se Vive Gente. You would see the journalist, Bianca, walking with a local woman trying to get to the beach. and you saw all the shit that they were climbing and going through just to get access to the beach. And of course, people be like, well, there's other beaches. Why should she have to go through all of that? I'm like, that's exactly the point. These are the people's beaches. You're not even from the island, because the minute shit gets rough on the island,
you ditch.
You out.
And that's exactly what a lot of them were doing.
Yeah.
And they were probably posting it on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricane's here. Oh, I'm taking a flight out. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So now you want to jet out when shit gets real, because this is what the island is about.
Yeah. You want to be Puerto Rican, and so it's time to be Puerto Rican.
Yeah. When it's convenient.
Yeah. Because these locals that are being pushed out of their own neighborhoods, that man's story broke my heart. Mm-hmm. He was born on that in that part of the island. He raised his family there, and he was being pushed out. And the people were like, we will die for this community.
Absolutely.
Because this is our community. This is our island. You push us out to go where?
That's home.
We can't afford to live on our island. We can't afford to live in a mainland. Where are we supposed to go? I remember just watching that and like getting super emotional, because we deal with gentrification here in New York City. How like we've seen how it's ravaged Brooklyn. Yes, gentrification ravaged Brooklyn.
South Bronx.
The South, so bro. Fucking so bro. You're trying to push us out. For what? To shit on the community? Look at freaking Bodega, bro. That freaking asshole. Oh, the Bronx. What is this? I can't find a Trader Joe's or a Whole Foods. Go choke on a fucking dick, bro. Go back to Michigan. That's why you lost your job. Like, you can't go somewhere and be like, oh my God, why is this here? Like, this is where it belongs. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to go to fucking Idaho and be like, look at these fucking potatoes. Who put all these fucking potatoes here?
I'm tired of these French fries.
Yeah, like, come on. Nah, like, read the fucking room and know where you're at and have some respect. So we will be sharing some links if you would like to donate to the island. And for those of you who went to the Bad Bunny concert, your wristband has a QR code that if you scan it, it'll pull up a list of websites where you can donate to the island that were basically websites and charities that were vetted by Mr. Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio himself.
That was dope too.
Yeah, like,
it's so crazy, right? How all that just came into play.
Yeah.
The bracelets. You know, he didn't know, you know, the storm was going to hit the island and cause more devastation than what it already did.
He also knows. He's like, these motherfuckers are going to keep their wristbands.
Yeah, exactly. So that was dope. And the fact that, again, that he shed light on what was going on the island.
And he's always been that way.
Yeah, he's just always been that way. That's why I said, I actually tweeted and I was like, he's so dope for so many reasons. But the fact that he uses his platform to speak out.
Smartly uses his platform. Absolutely.
On politics, on corruption on the island. With all this bullshit going on the island, he uses his platform to speak about these things.
And he always has. Yeah. He's always been that kind of person. Like, if you go back to his Twitter, like, tweets from, like, 2016, 2017, 2018, you see he's always been bringing light and attention to what's going on the island and calling people out for what they've, you know.
Yeah, he has no problem calling people out. You saw when, during the pandemic, he wrote an entire song a verse towards Trump.
Yeah.
You know?
He had time.
He had a lot to say. He had time. And I think that's pretty dope because a lot of people here, they don't know what's going on in Puerto Rico.
Or they're just so used to, like, being, like, so many celebrities being self-centered and not using
just not caring.
It's not caring. Like, not using it. Like, you know, not to be that person, but a certain family with mass social media influence, if they were to use that influence for good, just think about that. Yeah. What a difference it would make.
And also, you know, he grew up, he was born and raised in Puerto Rico.
Absolutely.
That's his home, regardless. He has family there. He has
his
friends.
Family. All his family is still there.
Yeah, he has friends, you know.
His parents, his brothers, they're all still there.
So they're affected by what's going on.
They're probably underwater as well, like dealing with things. Because he's from a small part of the island. He's from Vega Alta, no? Or Vega Baja?
I'm not sure. I think it's Vega Alta.
And yeah, that's country. That's not, you know.
That's Campos.
Yeah.
That's the Campos. And the Campos is hard to get to, man. And the Campos get hit hard.
Look at Calle.
They get hit hard.
all of it is underwater.
Yeah.
And there were, you know, it's funny. There was a, I follow this page on Instagram. There was this older gentleman who was fighting with FEMA since Hurricane Maria to get some kind of relief. And now his house is like completely underwater.
Girl, did you see the bridge?
Yeah, in Calle.
Yeah.
Hurtado.
Just the bridge that was just taken away.
Guys.
Fiona was like, let's go.
Con Dios. Just keep your eyes out for any organizations locally from where you're at or even from the island. If you can contribute, if you can donate. Something as simple as clothes, canned goods, water. Just make sure these organizations are legit and these things will get to the people. I typically don't trust the Red Cross because of
neither do I
how they handled Maria. But like I said, if you did go to the Bad Bunny concert and you still have your wristband, scan that QR code. Those organizations will pop up and these organizations have all been vetted and they're all nonprofit by Bad Bunny and his people.
And we're definitely going to plan something as well. We'll keep you guys posted, Lexi, myself.
And Red.
And Red. And we'll post that as soon as, you know, we've got all the details. And all the information we'll post in the episode description. So you guys will be able, you know what links to go to be able to help out the mi gente de Puerto Rico. Man, my prayers, my love to all of them, man. I felt that shit. I was so super emotional. You know, I always tell you all the time. I wasn't born in Puerto Rico, but I spend most of my childhood in Puerto Rico every summer, every year, man. So my love in the campos, like a little huérfana out there. You know, so I love the island. I love my people. I love my culture. And you can't love the people. You can't love the music, the women, or the food without...
Yeah.
You know, you got to give a fuck about the politics as well.
And the island has such a gritty and big heart. They're like, okay, we deal with this every day. We just pick ourselves up by the bootstraps and start cleaning up, start somewhere. We got to do it because if there's one thing our people know how to do is to get shit done. Overthrowing a fucked up governor, cleaning up after a devastating hurricane, like, it has to get done because if we don't do it, who else is going to do it for us?
And you saw the footage, too, of the protesters against Luma getting, you know, beaten by cops. Protesters getting beaten by cops just for being out there.
Yeah.
You know, speaking out against Luma. So it's tough.
It is. So in spirit of, you know, of the people, just do what you can. Any little bit helps and makes a difference.
For sure. Oh, man. So, on a lighter note, I wanted to share this petty story that I found on Twitter. And I think it was super hilarious. And it was only right that, you know, I share it on the pod. So, according to @DailyLoud on Twitter, a man with a 40-year grudge. God damn. 48-year grudge. He was caught peeing on his ex-wife's grave every day. By her kids.
But wait, how do they know it was every day?
The kids, apparently, they caught him on the ring camera giving people away.
But my thing is, if you see your pops doing it once, you don't say nothing. Like, you wait a good month. Like, yo, I think pops is going to go pee on the grave again.
You know what? They probably didn't. Okay, so this is actually from I saw it. The original story was tweeted. But somebody actually was kind enough to tweet the link. And it comes from none other than the messy-ass New York Post. Okay. A man with an apparent 48-year grudge has been going each morning to urinate on the grave of his ex. Much to the horror of her furious kids who realized something was wrong when they discovered bags of poop left at their mom's final resting place. You ain't shit for laughing. I feel like getting out and killing him, said Michael Andrew.
But here's what I want to know. Is this their dad or is this like their stepdad?
No, this is their dad, bitch. This is their dad. So the siblings got permission. Okay,
are they Latin? Are they Latin?
No, they're of the, you know.
Okay. Mayo sapiens.
Yeah,
Mayo
sapiens. All right, so I take that back. Was giving misinformation about the ring cam. So the siblings got permission from a cemetery manager to place trail cameras in the trees to see if they could catch the vandal. The man was caught urinating. No, it's the picture for me. The man was caught urinating and leaving feces on the grave of his ex-wife.
Yo.
She died of cancer in 2017. It's buried just over the state line in the cemetery.
What state is this?
Upstate New York. New York?
Oh, damn.
Murphy and his sister first noticed a plastic bag of poop at their mom's grave in April and thought it was something left by mistake by a dog walker. But then it happened again.
Who's walking their dogs in a cemetery, though?
Nah, look at the pic, though. Yo, my man.
Nah, he look like he's about that life.
Okay, my question is, what did she do?
Fuck this barber.
My man look like he hasn't seen a barber since 1962.
Nah, all right, so.
A 48-year grudge?
Here's my theory.
He's definitely a Scorpio, too.
Here's my theory. My man's is a diehard Buffalo Bills fan, right? And she probably spent the duration of their marriage talking shit about the Bills. Your fucking team is going nowhere. They fucking suck. Like, just to get to him.
Mm-hmm.
And now that they finally have a little come up, they got a decent QB and all of that. He's like, I'm going to show you, bitch. Josh Allen. Take that, bitch. Who sucks now?
She probably wrote that on her tombstone,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah. Probably fuck the Bills or something. Like, because the reason why I asked what state was because I'm thinking if this is Texas, she was probably shitting on the Cowboys. Because everyone hates Cowboys.
Yeah, I was going to say, listen, I don't watch sports and I know the Cowboys suck.
Yeah, everybody hates the Cowboys. So she probably would fuck with him in that regard. But it's New York. So she was probably talking shit about the Bills, you know, and he took that to heart. Look, men are loyal to their barber and their favorite sports team. And I know this because I am not a man, but the only bullshit I will tolerate on a consistent basis, it comes from the New York Yankees.
Nah, wait. This is a little... But wait, there's more.
There's more.
His current wife was accompanying him.
So here's my question.
The current wife is
Here's what I want to know.
What?
You with a guy, right? Like, he's a widower or whatever. You know he has a deceased spouse. And he tells you, yo, I need you to give me a ride somewhere. And you're like, where? And he says, to the cemetery. And you're like, why? And he's like, I want to pee on my wife's grave. Are you like, I bet? Or are you like, what the fuck is wrong with
you? I'm going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Let me get the car.
Nah. I'm going to be like, why? And if he gives me like a valid reason, I'm like, I bet.
Yeah, it's got to be a...
You got to give me a valid
reason.
That's
a lot of energy. Listen, that's a lot of energy.
40 years? He's been
48.
48. So he's... All right, so she died in 2017. So he's, for the last 5 years, he's been planning his day around leaving his bodily fluids at her grave.
Right. And then apparently, he was like a shitty husband and a shitty father. Like, he left her when she was pregnant with their daughter.
So why are the kids mad?
Like, why are you surprised?
Now I know why the kids are mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. Like, why are you surprised if he was a dirtbag?
Apparently he was a dirtbag. He didn't do anything for the daughter. I mean, come on. What do you expect from someone like that?
Now, had this been us, and, like, Jeremy Renner finds out, like, let's say if it was, like, my pops doing this shit, you know Jeremy Renner's gonna camp out at the cemetery to catch him in the act and then beat his ass on top of my mom's grave and then leave him there. Like, now who's a piece of shit on the grave?
Let me make it clear, because I feel like it was a bit confusing the way we started the story. They know each other for 48 years. They were married for 48 years.
But
she died in 2017, and for the past 5 years,
he's been defecating on her grave.
I'm mad they called him the pissy man. He's been urinating and defecating.
So Pissy Peter has been doing this for a good 5 years.
Yeah.
So we've had...
That's too much time.
We've had a pandemic, an economic breakdown, and two presidents.
Inflation.
Yeah, and he...
Had all types of shit. And your man's all throughout quarantine. He was sneaking out when we had curfew to make sure...
That's true. Like, my man's was breaking curfew to do this.
Bitch, he's lucky a... That was upstate. He lucky a bear didn't get his ass. Out there in the middle of the fucking night.
You imagine you in the middle of dropping a load on your dead wife's grave and a fucking bear, like, rips your dick off? All because you want us to be a petty-ass motherfucker?
That is super petty. That is so super petty. And the wife, She's a dork for going with him. A dork ass
bitch. He probably cheated on his wife with this lady.
And what is he so mad about? If anything, she should be haunting your ass.
Dirtbags don't need a reason to do anything. Have we not learned from Adam Levine and Ime Udoka?
Nia Long is definitely going to defecate on his grave.
She better. If not, we will.
Speak for yourself, bitch. No, that's crazy. Crazy to me.
Would you give me a ride to the cemetery to go shit on my dead husband's grave if he was a piece of shit?
Bitch, no. I got better things to do. I got a fucking sex appointment in about 15 minutes. I ain't got time.
Would you at least order my Uber?
No, bitch. I'm going to order your Uber. I'm going to order a fucking SUV.
You a rat bastard.
For your ass. Your ass can't climb out. You're going to be old, so it's going to be a lot harder for you.
Me cago en tu madre.
It's going to be hard for you to jump out of an SUV.
You real fucking disrespectful.
I'm just saying. That's a lot of time, man. That's too much. I don't have the energy for that. Bye. Like, whatever happened, let it go. But you're going back to the grave to go piss and shit on it. Like, what is that supposed to do?
We need the listeners to...
He's going to make the grass grow better around that area with all that shit.
That soil is fertile as fuck.
Exactly. What are you doing?
Damn.
But I definitely needed to share that petty ass story because it's very fitting for Ladies Pitch. So
I kind of wish they would list his birthday.
Damn. Nah, I don't know.
I feel like he's either a Cancer.
He's a water sign.
I was going to say no, he could be a Cancer. He could be a Libra. Mm-hmm. He could be a Libra. Got some fucking Libra vibes. Or, you know, because he's so open with his bodily fluids, he could be a Sagittarius. A Sagittarius.
He's open with his bodily fluids?
He's open with his bodily fluids, yeah.
Makes sense. You picked one, though. You picked the water, air, and a fire.
Yeah. Like
Earth, no Earth sign would do
nah,
that. They're way too calculated.
I was like, nah, they play chess.
Yeah, they for sure do.
They play chess.
They would have never gotten caught. A Virgo would never get caught.
No. I can hear right now. That's why you do it at a certain time when they can't see you. Like, what, bitch?
Yeah. All right, man. Guys. You guys already know we had to close off the episode.
That was a ride. That was a ride.
Yeah.
Rollercoaster.
Will it be us if it isn't a ride?
You absolutely right.
Hey.
I feel like every episode of Ladies Pitch is like a Quentin Tarantino movie. We start one way, but end completely fucking, like, how you not expect it to. You like that analogy?
I know. I love Quentin. I love Quentin films, so.
We stand Quentin over here.
Yeah, man. So thank you guys for tuning in to another amazing episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. You can find Ladies Pitch on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter. Pitch 718, so where you can find our podcast, you will find the Ladies Pitch Podcast there. Any last words?
Go Yankees. Hopefully Aaron Judge breaks that record. And if you guys want any pointers or suggestions on how to get back at a partner who did you dirty, contact that gentleman from upstate New York. He will give you some pointers.
Contact Mr. Murphy. He definitely got you.
Mr. Murphy's about that life.
Just don't tell him that Ladies Pitch sent you to piss on their grave, please. We will not be held responsible for anything done on your ex's grave.
We ain't trying to get y'all banned from St. Raymond Cemetery, you know?
Facts. Ladies, remember you deserve to be happy and fuck disrespectfully. This is your favorite mommy, Haiti Baby, signing out.
And remember, ladies, if he cheats on you, fuck his brother. This is Lexi, the motherfucking savage.
Peace.
Thanks for tuning in to Ladies Pitch Podcast. Make sure to subscribe on all streaming platforms. Find us on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and follow us on Twitter at Pitch 718. See y'all next week.